Direct from Music City, this is Live from Nashville on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. Co-host, my lovely bride, Mary Kay. Good morning, Mary Kay.
Good morning, Gary Holt. I'm so glad that we've gotten together today. We're kind of far apart in distance today, but we've got a great show lined up.
You are out in Utah, and you have been performing on this Memorial Day weekend and left me at home. I don't know what the deal is about that, but you just you left me alone on Memorial Day.
Oh, bless your heart.
Bless my heart. But anyway, did you have a great show out there?
Oh, yeah. I had two different shows, and it was fantastic. It was so much fun.
Oh, that's great. And you got to see kids and grandkids, so that's a big plus.
Yes.
That
oh,
is
my goodness.
A big plus.
So many grandkids. I'm just in grandkid heaven. Of course, the kids are great, too. You know, it's great to see them. But those grandbabies, they call me Lovey. You know that, hon.
I know
so
that.
I'm Grandma Lovey, and there's nothing better than a grandma nickname, hearing little kids say it, because it comes out as Wubby or Yubby or...
Oh, gosh.
Wubby.
Well, I'm looking forward to you being home tomorrow, my dear.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great to be able to see you again. But we have a great show today. I am just super excited about our guest. You know, usually we have two different performers on the show, but because we have these guests on, we're just totally dedicating this show to them. And who are our guests today?
Well, we've got the Girls Next Door, and we're going to call them 2.0 because they have quite a history in country music. And they disbanded for a few years to raise their families. And, man, they are back. They're back at it with a brand new album. And they have got things going on here. They're cooking
I'm
the grease.
I'm telling you. So we're going to be talking with the Girls Next Door in just a moment. But right now, we're going to listen to a great song of theirs going back all the way to 1986. It's Baby, I Want It, and when we come back, we'll be talking with the Girls Next Door. You're listening to Live from Nashville. back to 1986. That's Baby I Wanted, The Girls Next Door. And let's Woo-hoo. Welcome now to the show Doris, Diane, Cindy, and Tammy. Hey, girls.
Well,
hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Bonjour.
I feel so blessed today to be surrounded by five beautiful women. I just couldn't plan it any better. Could not plan it any better. Well, I had a question that I thought of earlier this morning. I know you guys all got together at Opryland, didn't you?
Yes.
Well, we knew each other from Opryland, but we never performed. I think Diane and Cindy, and well, y'all had performed together at different times, but I had never performed with any of them. I knew the girls, but actually we knew a producer, or I did, a producer named Tommy West that had the idea to put a group together and was also the head of A&R for MTM Records and asked us if we wanted to be one of the first groups signed. We were doing some studio work for him. So we were very fortunate to have that opportunity to just step right into a record deal. And at that time, a record label with unlimited funds. So we were very fortunate.
Wow.
That
and MTM
is
Mary Tyler Moore, for folks that are not familiar with that. That was the great Mary Tyler Moore, and that was her record label. But so Doris, did he approach you with this? And then how did you pick these beautiful women and talented women to join you?
Well, I was trying to do studio work in Nashville, and he was a producer that I knew, and he said it's going to be easier if you have a group. So I knew Cindy, I knew Cindy from church and from Opryland, and Cindy knew Diane, and Diane knew Tammy. And so after a series of phone calls, we went in the studio to do some things, and it was magic. Tommy loved the way our voices sound, and so we started out doing work for him on different records like Ed Bruce and different artists that he was producing. And then one day in the studio, he pushed the talk back and said, "Hey, girls, how would y'all like to do this for real?" And we were like, "Well, this is pretty good. We're getting paid well and getting to sing together." And he said, "Would you like to have a record deal?" And we were like, "Okay, yeah." And that was it. That was what was crazy.
Wow.
We had to go ahead and sing. We had to go ahead and sing. And we're going, what's he talking about? What are you talking about? So, but anyway, so that we were just, and then from there, it was just kind of a blur.
Wow.
Literally.
And that was almost 10 years of performing on the road. And so Tammy, where did you perform? Because, you know, I kind of know you girls were in Vegas, and maybe, didn't you do the Tonight Show?
We did the Today Show.
The Today Show.
The Today Show is what we did. And when Doris mentioned that we, you know, had a record deal and it was kind of like poof. But the truth is, the first 2 years of that record deal, that's when we paid our dues. We traveled all over the country, and we sang mostly in nightclubs and dinner theaters. After there, a week or two at a time, really honing our sound and learning to sing together and all that. So when you ask where we traveled, we spent a lot of time on the road those first 2 years as unknowns, but we were doing about 40 in country, you know, doing 4 and 5 hour gigs till about 2 a.m. And it was really a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, to be quite honest, lots of crazy stories. But then once the record came out, We were lucky enough and blessed enough to open for Lee Greenwood, the Statler Brothers, the Oakridge Boys. We did shows with the Winona Judd, Steve Warner. So we traveled again all over with that. So we pretty much hit all the 48 contingent states for sure. Did I say around contingent, you know? So
Wow. So Sandy, when Doris came to you with this idea, what did you think? And who was the first person you asked to come on?
Oh, I asked Diane, and I was so excited because we were all, at that time, we were working at Opryland. We all wanted to pursue a career in music, and we're, you know, filling out our opportunities and you know, what we could do or how to make it happen. So when Doris called me and talked about the idea of doing that, and, of course, Doris and I are both altos, so it was like, oh, yeah. I mean, I had been working with Diane. Diane and I had done a little bit together at Opryland, but we had done convention work together. We did a lot of shows for conventions together.
Okay.
And so we had done things, you know, we had the soprano and alto thing going. So we knew that we could blend, and we knew our personalities, and we knew our aspirations. And so it was like a no-brainer for me to say, yep, I'm going to call Diane, and we're going to see what happens from there. So she's who I called.
Oh, wow.
She's the first person I thought of, the first person we called.
Wow. Well, Diane, we're going to get to you when we come back. I'm saving the best for last, okay? But right now, I want to get to another song going back again to 1986, and this song hit the charts at number 8, "Slow Boat to China." Let's take a listen to that, and we're going to come back and talk more with the girls next door on Live from Nashville.
What a fun song. Welcome back to Live from Nashville. That was Slow Boat to China. And Diane, you took the lead on this song. And I have to tell you, that music video is just amazing. I watched every little bit of it. And for
Thank
all of the
you.
Listeners, y'all have got to check in to their videos. It's just amazing.
Yeah. It's fun. It's really a lot of fun. I did a career day here in Murfreesboro where I live at one of the middle school, I guess it was about 2 weeks ago, and I showed them that video, and of course, it was hilarious. They loved it. I mean, they were totally impressed, but they did have a few questions about, you know, how'd you get your hair so big, and, you know, did you pick out those clothes, you know. it was a lot of fun.
Actually,
I really enjoyed it.
I wanted to know, did you guys have a stylist? Because you guys look so, I mean, I've been on YouTube all morning watching y'all, and you guys always, even to this day, look so sharp. So do you just kind of trust each other to show up in what, you know, you want, or did you coordinate all of that, especially for the music video?
We trust each other now, because there's such a history, and we just kind of know, you know, everybody has their own style. But, you know, once upon a time when we were at MTM, they tried to put us with a stylist and a person who was going to identify our personalities and all this stuff. And granted, the man was a ton of fun. He was hilarious. We laughed and we laughed, but he got it all wrong. back then when we were together in the 80s, we had outfits like the black and white outfit, the denim outfit, the tie-dye outfit, and we kind of picked that stuff out together. But now, you know, it's funny because I did a Facebook post yesterday of one of her comics that was so hilarious, because Doris is really
Doris?
The one that has honed in on her style and her, you know, she is the cowgirl, and she talked about, well, Mike put me on a plane yesterday, and the back of the truck has, you know, 200 hat boxes and, you know, and 300 pair of boots, and I hope he has room for me to bring me home, you know.
because she is dripping with swag.
Right. She's got the swag, I'm telling you. She loves it. But, you know, and then there's Tammy, who's like, I'm just bringing what I have, and we'll just do the best we can, you know. And that's kind of how I am, too, you know. We just, I don't know, it just always works. We're blessed that way. And I do think that's from a long relationship.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to even talk about Mary Kay packing go somewhere. We won't even go there.
She's
got a little cowgirl in her. Yeah, she got a little cowgirl in her like Doris does. So
Doris,
like,
I feel for you, honey. We've got a lot of stuff to bring. We've got our hat and our boots and our belt.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't pack easily, you know. And you have to think when you're on a plane, if you're wearing a hat, that has to go with all your outfits. Or what I've done before, I've worn one and carried one in my hand.
That's exactly what I mean. Yeah. Yeah. taking off boots and security, not easy.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-uh. No.
Not easy.
All right, let's get off the clothes thing. Let's get off the clothes thing.
Good idea.
It's not a guy thing.
I take one pair of boots that I'm wearing, and that's it. How many times can I wear these jeans while I'm out? You know, that kind of thing.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway,
such a man.
All right. All right. So Girls Next Door 2.0. How did you girls? I mean, you girls have performed at a couple of my rendezvous over the past 8 years, and always just knocked the socks off of everybody. But how did you decide to get back together and really get serious about what you're doing again? Who made the decision to do that?
Well, I think it was a group decision, and we, over the past several years, we've tried, you know, and thought about it, but there was illnesses, there was family, you know, all those things that God knew what he was doing, you know, it just wasn't the right time. But it just so happened this time, last May, Diane had the opportunity to I think they came to you and asked if girl, or maybe I don't remember how that exactly happened, and we performed at the Dewdrop Jamboree in Murfreesboro. And so we thought, well, you know what, we're there, and Diane had her brother-in-law has a place in Murfreesboro, and we thought, well, let's just do a family and friends concert. And Gary, from there, things it felt right. It was the right timing. So that's when it started, and we started putting things together, and our path has just been opened up for us, and we just feel so good about it. And Diane has worked her tail off with all the social media and all those things that I have no idea about that stuff. And it's so different. The industry is so different now, and I've been so frustrated with some of that, which, like I said, walking through that has been an ordeal, because we were on a major label, and everything was done for us. All we had to do was sing. And so this time it really is different. But you know what? We can, when we get some of the things behind us, and that's when we're going to be able to do what we truly love, and that's to do our music together and get to sing together, Gary. Yes. It's just, I'm not going to get emotional, but it is. It's just thinking about the next couple of weeks that are coming up. You know, I'm so excited. I know we all are, just to get to make music together and be together. So that's my part there.
We're going to be talking about some of the events that you're going to be performing at. But this song, it just came out yesterday, Friday, and that's What's This Thing You've Got About Leaving. So how did you decide to make this your first single off the album? Diane, you're the social media person. How'd you decide to do that?
Well, actually, it's not going to go on streaming until the 2nd.
Yesterday was the 2nd. Yesterday was the 2nd. This is the 3rd. Is Saturday the 3rd. So.
Gotcha. Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's right.
I'm terrible with days. I'm so sorry. I'm just terrible with days. Yes.
Gosh.
Well, what was your question again?
I think I'll just play the song and then we'll come back and talk about it. But that's called What's This Thing You've Got About Leaving. It dropped yesterday. Let's take a listen. We'll be back and talk more with the girls next door in just a moment on Live from Nashville.
What's this thing you got about leaving just when love starts getting good? You're up and gone without any reason, and that's something I've never understood. What?
Thank
where
you.
Did you,
thank
you. Where did you find this? Did you write? Did you write this?
I wish.
Well, the producers that produce this project for us, H2 Production,
yeah.
T.W. Hale and Tom Harding, this is one of T.W.'s songs. And so we were so lucky that we had these two men approach us and say, hey, y'all want to record again? Also that one of them had some great songs that he had written. So, you know, and I think the reason that we maybe picked this for the first single is because it starts out full chorus with Girls Next Door sound. It's almost like a reentry of, hey, we're back. So,
it is.
I think it's a great song, too.
It's
but
one
we're
of those
excited.
Songs. Yeah, I can completely hear this opening, even opening a show. And as I think that the opening song of a show is sometimes the hardest one to find. You know what I mean? And this has all the right elements for that. Very, very nice.
Oh, thank you. And
thank
yes, we've been working on putting a show together, just you know for upcoming you know dates. And yes, you are right. The opening song and a lot of times the closers are the ones that you really have to think through.
Yes,
and how to open,
yeah.
how to close it. Yeah.
That
you were talking about
the table.
The writers, and we were so blessed to get to work with those guys. And I'm just going to brag on T-Dub, and I'm sure he's written a lot more, but he has written for all kinds of folks, Reba and Randy Travis. And the one I remember when that happened was that that Reba song. My goodness, I've gone blank now.
Why haven't I heard from you?
It can take Doris.
See, Diane, I'm helping you out there, Diane.
Thank you for making me feel better, Doris.
But so we were so fortunate to be able to just right off the bat get some great songs, because sometimes when you're you haven't been around a while or a new artist, you just don't have access to good material. So we're so thankful we had those guys.
That's true. Now, Cindy, I have a question for you. What did you think about the idea of putting together the Kickstarter for this event? Was that something that you guys entered with, you know, some fear and trepidation, or were you just jumped in with both feet? Because you had such a successful campaign.
We know what we did. We were blown away and humbled by the response that we got from fans from years past and new fans, people we didn't even know. So, I mean, they may have been fans, people that we were familiar with. And we truly were very humbled by it. And I feel like that starting out, you know, we had to kind of think about it and process it and think, is this the best thing to do? How do we go about doing this? The Kickstarter, the good thing about this Kickstarter platform is it is designed for artists of all different kinds of artists, whether they're musical or different types of arts. And it allows people to be a part of your project. They feel like they are a part of it.
Yeah.
Plus in return, they get the project. But it was a good thing for us. It was a lot of work. Man, we were, like I said, we were just blown away. And this was also when we first met with T.W. and Tom, and we're talking about possibly recording and this and that and the other. They were actually the ones who even brought that up. I'd not heard of Kickstarter. And, you know, as a possible means, but, hey, we're just we feel like that God is a God of detail, and that was one of the many details that he helped put together for us to be able to move forward with this. So, yes, we were excited.
Well, Gary and I, we joined in on the Kickstarter, and we felt like we were part of the process. Gary,
thank you.
Got the stickers and the, we love y'all, and it was so fun to hear Gary say, "Yay, I went in there and made sure that we were signed up."
Oh, gosh.
Thank you. Thank a lot of you girls. Hey, CMA week is coming up, and it's just right around the corner. You girls are part of Sunday Morning Country, which is so cool because Brenda Lee has been hosting that for a long time. And a good friend of ours, Cowboy Joe Babcock from Hee Haw fame, has helped put this thing together. But how'd you girls get involved with the Sunday Morning Country? That's pretty cool.
Well, it is. We're so blessed. Gary, we did the show 30 years ago. That's what is so cool.
Really?
Is that, yes. And so it's like, oh my goodness, nostalgia. And again, a seal of, you know, God saying, yeah, I want you to do this. Because the way, if I understand this correctly, when they first started this, this was the end of CMA week, and it was giving God the glory at the end of the week that country artists
right.
to come and celebrate on Sunday. So again, we're getting to participate in that. And that, like I said, it's just cool. But the way that came about, I've totally forgotten about it. And Melanie Walker and Renee Jones, I know them from here in Nashville, and Melanie Walker she works with Joe, helping put this. They have been members of that association for years, and Renee mentioned something to Melanie, and then Melanie called me and asked if we would be in. I said, oh my gosh, yes, you know. So that's how, and they were full. They were basically full, and they squirmed around, and we were so fortunate that they had a slot for us to be on there. You know, so we're very thrilled and just very blessed again, and want to invite everybody to come out because it's one of those things that really they want to let people know that they're still doing it. You know, it's been there for that long.
Yes.
And there'll be so many different artists there, and it'll be a day of, you know, celebrating our Lord, but also, you know, country artists giving glory. So we're excited.
Well, that's going to be a great event. That is Sunday Morning Country. It is the 41st year. And that is on June the 11th, and that will be at the Grand Ole Opry House. So make your plans to attend and cheer on our good friends, the Girls Next Door. A song that is on the album, and we're premiering music from the album today, so we're so honored to be able to do that. But this is a gorgeous song. And Tammy, tell us about Shades of Grey.
Oh, Diane should be talking about it. Her son co-wrote it. But I will be glad to talk about it because it is one of our favorite to sing. And even from being in the studio where the musicians did the tracks and created such a wonderful foundation for the beautiful story that the song is, that we were tearing up just listening to how they were enhancing what we knew the words were going to build on. And so Diane's son, Christopher Faust, Chris Faust, he co-wrote that. And he had just said, hey, Mom, do y'all want to think about this? Consider this song. But, you know, my feelings won't be hurt. But I just thought, you know, just consider this song. Well, we heard it and loved it because just what it says, the story it tells about how meaningful the words of wisdom from a grandmother can be. And I'm the only one who's not a grandma, so I just trust what the other girls are telling me on some of that stuff. But the song is beautiful. Diane sounds great on it. We love just doing the harmonies to it. And again, it's just the story. It's just beautiful. And more people that I've played it for, all of us have talked about, so many people, the first time they've heard it, they just tear up and just they just love it. It just brings – it's so so sentimental and just a really good story. So there's that song.
Well, it is a beautiful song, and let's take a listen to Shades of Grey. We'll be back to talk more with the Girls Next Door on Live from Nashville.
I remember as a child, Granny propped me on her knee. I'd look up at her. And I'd whisper quietly, where'd all the color go? Gray is a light blue. She just smiled and pulled me close, rocking slowly in her chair. Told me, take a closer look, 'cause the color's always there. And white.
Special guest today. So, Diane, you can tell your son he just did an awesome, awesome job on that song. That's beautiful.
After I put my Kleenex away, because I cry every time I hear it for different reasons. I'm just so proud of him. I'm really proud
Well,
of him.
I don't blame you. Don't blame you. And while I was listening to that, I was thinking about your mother, Diane,
yeah.
who you lost yeah. a few years ago to Alzheimer's, and I will never forget. I don't know if you know this, but you brought her up to one of our rendezvous up in.
I did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I remember she came up to me and she said, "You must be important because you sure do talk a lot." I will never forget that.
You lose filter when you have Alzheimer's.
Oh, gosh. But she'd be awfully
Lord,
proud of that
so
grandson, I'm telling you. She'd be awfully
oh,
proud
man.
Of that grandson.
Oh, man, they were two peas in a pod. Yeah, she loved
wow.
it for sure.
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Well, I kind of warned you girls a little bit before the show started. We had a group of musicians and performers here at the house about a month or so ago and sitting around the dining room table. Pardon me. We have allergies here in Tennessee too, Mary Kay.
Uh-huh.
But they started telling road stories, and I mean, I was just dying laughing. And I said, you know, we may have to do road stories on the radio shows. So, which one of you would like to give us a road story? And it needs to be something for a general audience to listen to.
Oh, we don't have
which,
any of those.
None of those.
I have to
who wants to share
PG,
a road story?
Huh?
Yeah, it's PG.
Oh,
so somebody share a road story from the early days of the girls on the road.
Y'all want me to share the one from Michigan, or do y'all, you know, or does anybody have a better one?
Oh,
which
one
is a good one, Dora?
Rodeo?
The rodeo, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The rodeo.
Yeah. That's a good one. Is that a good one? Okay. And then,
yeah.
Because, Jerry, we probably each have – I mean, we have a bunch. I mean, we have a bunch. Diane's going to write a book for us. I mean, serious. We have some that will just, golly. But anyway, you put four women in the box. But in that, anyway, we were doing a playing at a a big rodeo, indoor rodeo in Michigan. And, okay. of course, they had the stage set up out in the arena, and the band was just vamping, vamping. But before there, I go around, I pet the horses and talk to the stock contractors. And the stock contractor said, "Hey, do y'all ride?" And I said, "Well, yeah," I lied. "I do." I said, "I ride." And so he said, "Hey, we got four pickup horses, and they're really broke, really gentle." He said, "Would you all like to ride in on the horses?" I was like, "Oh, my gosh, wouldn't that be fun?" Well, when I tell the girls, they are so mad at me, you know, because we got on high heels, and they put us on the horses, and they had the you know, it was black. They had the spotlight on the stage, and the arena was dark, and then the four spotlights on us. Well, here we start out together, and then the next thing I know, there's the three off, and the spotlights are trying to follow them. I'm the only one that made it to the stage. Oh my gosh, they were so upset. Okay. And of course, when you step off the horse, you're sinking deep into the arena floor with dirt,
right.
you know, about 8 inches deep.
Right.
And the guys were we failed to tell our band that we were doing that. So they didn't know where we were. So they have threatened me with my life. If you ever do that to us again, because they are riders, you know, I didn't think about it. I thought, well, they said gentle horses, you know, I thought, well, they'll go where they want. But it was funny. They
I wish somebody had a picture of my face holding on to those reins. It was like riding in an airplane. I was white knuckling those reins. And I'm smiling, you know, gritting my teeth. I'm going to kill those things.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well. You know, I've threatened to just do a whole show on road stories or tales from the trail or something, but it would be fun to just do this, you know. But anyway, we're going to get some more music from the new EP. And is the EP called Now or Never? Is that the name of the EP?
Yes.
Now or Never. And it will be available soon, I'm sure. But the next song that I want to get to is one called If God Was a Woman. And Cindy, how did this get picked out?
Well, it was another song T.W. wrote. And we were listening to a bunch of songs. We first chose this one as a possibility. And then we kind of took it off the back burner, you know, and said maybe not. And then we came back to it again. It is just a fun song. It is very tongue-in-cheek. And, you know, it's just a fun song. And we thought, what better way for four women to be talking about how different things would be if our creator had been a woman. But we are very, anyway, like I said, it's very tongue-in-cheek. And it's just a lot of fun. It's just a lot of fun.
All right. If you're listening around the world, you can tell these girls will put on a great show, and you might have a little fun while you're there. But anyway, this is If God Was a Woman. We'll be right back.
Between
along to that one.
Yes.
In case y'all were wondering, that is found in First Opinions 5:12. The information theologically.
I love it.
The four-part harmony. And chocolate would make us thin. I felt it in my heart.
That would be such a fun thing, Mary Kay, when you said that about, I can just see it live, all the women's going, chocolate would make.
And yes. And not only that, but the na, 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 na,
na, na, yeah.
Right. And so y'all are planning a listening party that's coming up on the 12th. And so Gary and I want to be there. He won't sing along to that song, but I will.
Oh, yeah.
This event that's coming
so
up.
Cool. That would be so cool. We'll have to get all the ladies in the out there. I'll say, ladies, this is for y'all. Here we go.
Yes.
Yeah. The event is going to be on Monday the 12th, and it is for family and friends. It's a small gathering, and some industry people are coming. And it's going to be a fun little gathering in Franklin.
It's a celebration.
Yes.
Oh, good.
A celebration.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's on our calendar, so we're going to be there.
Yeah.
Great.
And y'all do such a great job. So, Diane, you're in charge of the social media, and you guys are fun to follow on social. So, you know, for all of our listeners out there, what is the best way to follow the Girls Next Door 2.0?
Well, you know, the best way to do that is to, well, we our webpage is www.girlsnextdoormusic.com. So anytime you put in Girls Next Door in your search, follow it with music, Girls Next Door Music, and just about everything is going to come up. You know, we have a webpage, we have a YouTube channel, we have, TikTok, and we have all the social media. But it's all Girls Next Door Music.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
So, Gary, did you have a question for the girls?
No, I'm just sitting here listening. I'm just enjoying. I will say, as I was listening to If God Was a Woman, that I could see somebody writing a play or a TV script or a movie script and this being performed as part of it. I mean, it's just like, I'm loving this thing.
It's fantastic.
It's
so good. And
it's
fantastic.
It's going
to be such a fun song for the live shows, too. Oh, you guys are going to
Yeah.
We're hoping for chocolate indoor. We're hoping for chocolate indoors.
Chocolate indoors. There you go.
Yes.
There you go.
That will be the end of
Hershey's. Hershey's. Yeah. Dark chocolate.
Hey,
dark
Gary. Chocolate. Gary, you know Devin O'Day, right? You guys
I
know
do.
Devin
I do.
O'Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Devin has been a great help to us, and she's been meeting with us and talking about us, and she is ready to dig into this song because she sees so much potential with this song and other things. You know, as she mentioned, doing a television show as well. So, you know, we
think it's a great idea. So, yeah, Devin is a great friend. I think you girls are going to be on her Main Street Media in the next few days.
We
aren't
are.
You?
Yes,
yeah.
That is. What morning? That's on. What morning is that? And Don, that's live, isn't it?
Tuesday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That will be live.
Okay. Yeah. So they can be listening, tuning into that as well. So.
Yeah. So I think she had mentioned that to me the other day, and I also saw somewhere that you were performing for another event with a great group of performers, and I don't remember what that was. What is that?
Oh, that's fan club.
Okay, it's on Tuesday evening, and it's called a fan. It's a fan club show. It's a fan club show for their fans, and it's put on by Third Coast Talent, and more are the host of that. But there's lots of different artists. T.G. Shepherd and several other folks will be there, and it's located over there over by Opryland at the Nightlight Theater. And so and that is open to the public. It's the doors open at 5:00. The show starts at 6:00, and that will be a wonderful evening. I think they serve dinner. So it's supposed to be a really nice place. So if y'all don't have anything to do, come on out on Tuesday night and join us and hear a lot of good music. That'll be a fun evening.
All right. And what is the date on that one again?
That's Tuesday, June 6th.
Tuesday, June the 6th. So that's just right around the corner.
Right around
and,
the corner. That's right.
We look forward to seeing that one. I'm going to get to two more songs before we're finished with you ladies today. And your choice, Water's Down or She's Gone, which one would you rather hear?
Oh, you pick.
Yeah.
Well, I think Water Sound is a great group song, and it's a story song, and that's another T.W. Hale song that he's great at writing stories. The song is about, you know, the things that come up when the water's down in the river. You know, things start appearing. You know, that were hidden before. It's exposing all these things, and so it's really a good story song.
All right, this is a great song. It's Waters Down. It is from the EP Now or Never. We'll be right back on Live from Nashville.
Pressure was low. A killer drought was burning us out, and things were starting to show. Some things should stay buried, lost and never found, like the near forgotten.
Job, y'all.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, we're fixing to wrap things up, but you know, you guys are, do you feel that momentum growing underneath you as you know, God kind of lines things up, and as we step forward, you can feel the momentum kind of growing, and I definitely see that with y'all as you're preparing for this release. And I'm so excited for you, but I have a question. I'm going to direct this, Hammy. What are y'all doing to, I mean, because as you get older, I'm 55, and I'm still, you know, performing. What are you doing differently than you did in your 20s to be prepared for the performances? You know, we're not spring chickens anymore. So is there anything different that y'all are doing as you, you know, prepare for all these big performances?
I know that some of us are going to bed earlier when we're all together. Some of us used to stay up late, and but I think that some of, but on a serious note, we are unfortunately, since we don't all live in the same city, we're not able to sing and get together once a week, et cetera, like you might on some other with other circumstances, and definitely in the past. So we are getting together and just the four of us going somewhere apart from any other distractions and just really honing in on what we're focusing on, like we did with the album. And then now we've done it with our live show, that kind of thing. We're doing that, and that's different and taking a lot more notes. For me, I think we're all taking a few more vocal notes, that kind of thing. So I just find myself being a little more intentional with my time this time around because – you know, it's like riding a bike, but still, the first time back on a bike, you're not riding a marathon. So I think that some of it is we are just taking it, just being more intentional and making that happen and trying to get more rest and just thinking things through. You know, in your 20s, you were bulletproof. Well, we're not bulletproof anymore.
Yeah, you have to, Even to this day, Gary will say, you know, you're performing tonight. Why don't you take a nap now? And I think, oh, this is why I love you, Gary Holt.
Yeah.
Take a nap now. Yeah, you have to pace yourself. You have to pace yourself.
That is funny. That is funny.
And
I wanted to go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, and we played over 200 dates a year, and that's something I don't think that – you know, like Jamie said, we didn't rest, but we were young, and I don't know that we could do that now. You know, I don't
that's
know
a lot.
I don't any dates again.
I don't think you'd want to. I don't think you'd
want
to.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I don't think I want to either.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Well, I wanted to mention before we go, Tammy, you've got a cooking show on social media, don't you?
I do. It's called Kitchen Time with Tammy. It is a family cookbook. My sister has a ministry. My sister has her PhD in counseling, and it's also a 501. It's a nonprofit. And we had thought a couple of years ago to leave a legacy where my mother's concerned. She's a wonderful cook, and we all love cooking, and we know that the meal together, family meal time, is important. And so the cookbook is Meals, Music, and Memories, and we thought to promote it, I created this Kitchen Time with Tam, and I just do from the cookbook, and it's on Instagram and on my personal Facebook page, and it's just a way to promote that. I'm not a great cook, but I love cooking, so it's kind of that, and it's another way. It is a ministry. Our nonprofit is a ministry. So in the cookbook itself, there is that we share the gospel in there and share our stories of God's faithfulness, and so that's what it is. I guess I've done about 22 shows now, so it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
Well, it is fun.
Yeah,
and
the cookbook, I'm sorry to interrupt, the cookbook is actually going to be available on our website for sale. We donate 100% of the profits to Tracy and Tammy's ministry. And so we're putting a cookbook on there and an apron and a couple other things that will go on in the next couple of days. So.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Wow.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Multi talented ladies. And
thank you.
Just good gals. And so it's The Girls Next Door. The EP is Now or Never. And get out and see these ladies wherever they're performing near you. It will bless your heart and you'll have a great time as well. So thanks so much. Give us your website one more time, Diane. You're welcome. Diane, one more time. Website. Give us your website one more time.
I'm so sorry. www.girlsnextdoormusic.com.
Girls Next Door. Be sure and include the music because you may get something that you weren't looking for if you don't.
Amen to that.
Amen to that. Oh, gosh. Well, listen, we're going to close this segment out with another great song from the EP. It's called Living in the Rain, and we'll be back in just a moment on Live from Nashville. Thank you, girls. We appreciate you.
Thank you. We had a great time, you guys.
I've been living in the rain, child. I've been living in the rain, soaking up the blessings of the good Lord. I've been living in the rain.
I don't need to find a shelter.
Don't want
the weather to change. All my days are bitter now since I've been living in the rain. I wandered through the desert for many years. My soul was running dry. The sky grew heavy with a cloud of grace. It came pouring like a river of life.
I've been living in the rain, child. I've been living in the rain, soaking up the blessings of the good Lord. I've been living in the rain.
Don't want the weather to change. Oh, my days are better now since I've been living in the rain. The rain's been falling since you saved my soul. Floodgates are
open wide.
Oh, my sins are washed away. They've been rolling with the rising tide.
I've been living in the rain, child. I've been living in the rain, soaking up the blessings of the good Lord. I've been living in the rain.
I don't need to find a shelter.
Don't want
the weather to change. Oh, my days. knows his mercy keeps coming down. I've been living in the rain, child. I've been living in the rain, soaking up the blessings of the good Lord. I've been living in the rain.
I don't need to find a shelter.
Don't want
the weather to change. All my days are better now since I've been living in the rain. All my days are better now since I've been living in the rain. All my days are better now since I've been living in the rain.
You're listening to Live from Nashville, heard around the world on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and Spotify. We'll be back in just a moment. Coming up next, we're going to be visiting with a very good friend, Mr. Bobby Marquez, about a great event that's coming up on June the 10th. But right now, let's take a listen to a sample of what you'll hear on Country with Heart. This is Bobby's She's Not from Texas.
Two-stepping in a honky-tonk in Beaumont, and walk the most beautiful girl that I had ever seen in my whole life, with a smile that was out of this world. Right away I knew that she's different. When I looked in her eyes I could see everything on earth I've ever wanted. And as we danced it slowly dawned on me, she's not from Texas, she's from heaven. Lone Star Angel sent God above. She's not from Texas, she's from heaven. From the first hello, I was so in love. We held each other close while the band played. We talked and laughed about all kinds of things, the magic way we floated round the dance floor, made me sure she must be hiding wings. I thank the man upstairs who sent her to me, even though I knew it was a loan. Promised him that I'd take good care of her till the day she had to go back home. She's not from Texas, she's from heaven. Lone Star Angel sent God above. She's not from Texas, she's from heaven. From the first hello, I was so in love. Here we go. She's not from Texas, she's from heaven. A Lone Star Angel sent God above. She's not from Texas, she's from heaven. From the first hello, I was so in love. Yeah, from the first hello, I was so in love.
Mr. Bobby Marquez, She's Not from Texas. And please welcome our good friend, Bobby Marquez. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
I am doing great. I am so excited about this great benefit that you've got coming up June the 10th. And tell us a little bit about what Country with Heart is all about and talk to us about the great performers that you're bringing.
Gosh, Gary, you know, it's been a great run so far working with St. Jude over the years. This is going to be our 8th annual Workout Anytime 24/7 presents the 8th annual Country with Heart for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, raising money. And God, we have a great lineup this year. It's probably one of the best lineups we've had in a long time. We've got actor Hollywood star Dennis Quaid is going to be there. Man, I'm excited about that. And then, of course, my hero in country music, Johnny Rodriguez, is going to be there, along with John Barry. What a voice, John Barry. And then we've got Riders in the Sky. We've got Rex Island Jr., Barbara Fairchild, Bailey and the Boys. And then we just added Hollywood actor and country superstar John Schneider to the lineup. And then also adding John McEwen from the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, who's in the Bluegrass Hall of Fame and the founder of the Nitty Gritty Dirt Man.
Wow.
So it's
going
to be a great show, man. It's a spectacular show.
Well, I'm excited. It is going to be a whole lot of fun. And where is this taking place, Bobby?
Yeah, so it's going to be here in Nashville. It's going to be during the CMA Festival weekend on June the 10th. It's going to be at the Nashville Nightlife Dinner Theater. And it's going to be the doors are going to open at 5 o'clock. And then the venue is going to be providing a buffet dinner for $25 for folks, whoever wants to eat. So the dinner is going to start at 5:30. And then you get to sit down and listen to some music with Riders in the Sky.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that great?
Well, my favorite guys.
Riders in the Sky.
My favorite cowboys. Yeah.
And then after that, of course, you know, we're going to have this year we're going to do it like we did last year. We're going to have the writers round. So we're going to have two writers rounds, each with four artists, and then each artist will be doing four songs each on each round. It's going to be a fantastic, and I believe that's going to start around 6:30 the round. So each one will go about an hour and 15 minutes each round. I'm trying to do it like I've always done it the past few years, to where, you know, I liked it when it was the old fanfare, you know, when you get to go out to a show and you get to meet the artists up close and get through with them, you know, have a nice meal, relax, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And then we're going to have a silent auction as well too, with a lot of stuff donated from some big country stars, from Jimmy Buffett to Gene Watson, to the Hat Show Print. Yeah. Crosley Jukebox. They've donated a couple of jukeboxes. We've got a lot of stuff that we're going to have for the silent auction, so we hope folks can get out there. And we're going to try to raise as much money as we can. Last year we raised the most money for St. Jude that we did last year, so hopefully we can beat that this year and try to keep getting more money for the kids.
Oh, it's going to be I'm going to sneeze. Hold on, this is live radio. We're in Tennessee. We are in Tennessee, you know, so we do have allergies here. But it is going to be a fantastic evening. Mary Kay and I already have our tickets, and we're looking forward to a great evening. And for folks that are listening around the world, how can they get tickets for this great Country with Heart event?
Yeah, so you can go to my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com, Bobby Marquez Music, and I posted a link there where people can purchase tickets. Or you can go to eventbrite.com, and then in the search bar, just put Country with Heart, and it'll come up for the link. It's $35 for tickets online, and then it's going to be $40 at the door to get in. And then, like I said, the venue is going to be providing a buffet for $25, which doesn't go to St. Jude. That goes straight to the venue. But they'll be providing that fantastic dinner, and their food is fantastic. Last year we had so many people that were just talking about the food and raving about it. So if you're hungry, come on out before the show. You know, gosh, you're going to have all kinds of entertainment and food and auction and everything. It's going to be a fun afternoon.
Well, what a night it's going to be. And again, that's June the 10th, and you can get tickets at eventbrite.com. Just search for Country with Heart. Bobby Marquez, thanks for doing this. You have a huge smile. You're known for that. But you have a huge heart. And Country with Heart is going to be a fantastic event this year. And we look forward to seeing you, and especially your pretty wife. So we look forward to seeing Jennifer Herron there as well. So him.
Yeah, Jennifer's going to be helping me doing some co-hosting as well, too, on the stage. She did a fantastic job, and she's a person that helps me put all this together, doing all the hard work behind the closed doors. I just do the easy part. She does all the hard part.
Oh, gosh. Well, listen, thank you again for sharing this information with us. We look forward to being at Country with Heart June the 10th. Go to Bobby's Facebook page, Bobby Marquez Music, and you can find a link there, or just go to Eventbrite and look for Country with Heart. Bobby, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to put out a big shout-out to Work at Anytime 24/7 for once again sponsoring the Country with Heart show coming up on June the 10th.
All right. It is great. We're looking forward to seeing you there. And we'll be back in just a moment on the Equestrian Legacy Radio Network. Well, Mary Kay, did you have fun today?
Oh, my gosh. Today was so much fun. I hope everyone enjoyed this interview. Yeah. Everybody listening, you have to go check out the videos. It's pretty fun.
Well, the girls next door were great, and so the Sunday Morning Country is coming up on June the 11th. That's the Sunday, kind of wrapping things up for CMA week, and that is at the Grand Ole Opry House. They'll be performing there along with many, many other acts. Brenda Lee hosts, and our good friend Cowboy Joe Babcock and his Babcocks will be there as well.
Uh-huh.
So it should be a great, great event. And then the listening room party at the factory in Franklin on June the 12th. And so plan on that. And then the other event is at the Nashville Nightlife right across from Opryland Hotel on June the 6th. So many, many opportunities to see the girls next door coming up. And don't forget to show up for Country with Heart. That is going to be a lot of fun, great, great entertainment, and some stars that you don't normally get to see will be taking part in that. It's for a great cause for St. Jude's. Well, dear, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at the airport. I will be picking you up at what time? 10 o'clock at night? My gracious. Days. All right. Well, we'll be there. But love you. Take care. And we're going to wrap up this show right now. Remind you to tune in on Thursdays for the Campfire Cafe and Saddle Up America. And that's at noon Central Standard Time as well. You can catch all these shows at our website, equestrianlegacy.net, and on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, and Spotify. Just search for Equestrian Legacy Radio. We're going to close this out, Mary, with a great song from the girls next door. Again, we're going back to 1986 for this one. It's one called Made in America. Thanks for listening.